This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Late last night, the Senate waited for the House to vote on Speaker John Boehner's debt ceiling plan.
Apologize to everyone for the late hour. We've been waiting for the House to conduct their business, and they're having trouble conducting it.
Harry Reid and his colleagues would wait in vain in the Senate. Boehner delayed the vote once again when he realized that no amount of cajoling, threatening, pushing, prodding, or free pizza would bring him the 217 votes he needed.
It's not political theater anymore. The stakes are too high. It's Russian roulette, American style. And no one knows which chamber has the magic bullet. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, July 29th.
Now, I'm not a big Russian roulette player, but it's my understanding that
not.
The magic bullet blows your head off in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ouch. Not so magic. Let's
get a
check
of
the morning stuff.
I'll go with the free pizza.
A Republican plan to raise the debt ceiling has come apart once again. A House vote was postponed for a second time last night when House Speaker John Boehner realized he didn't have enough support from conservatives in his own party. And for Boehner, it's back to the drawing board again.
The bill's not perfect. I've never said it was perfect. Nobody in my caucus believes it's perfect. But what this bill reflects is a sincere, honest effort to end this crisis.
The House hopes to finally vote on the plan today, even though Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said it has no chance of survival once it reaches his chamber.
No Democrat will vote for a short-term Band-Aid approach that would put our economy at risk and put the nation back in the untenable situation that we are in today, just a few short months from now.
Reid has his own plan, and President Obama says unless a deal can be worked out, the government will start being unable to pay all of its bills on Tuesday.
Police in Texas say they foiled another Fort Hood attack just hours before it was to begin. The Army says an AWOL soldier arrested near the Texas base has admitted he was planning an attack there. Fort Hood, the largest U.S. military base in the world, is where 13 people died in a mass shooting in 2009. Police arrested Nasser Abdo after gun store clerk Greg Ebert became suspicious and contacted police.
It's kind of out of the norm for anybody to show up at a gun shop in a taxi cab. Just, you know, call me oddball.
See something, say something. Ebert says a suspect asked about smokeless powder, a component often used in pipe bombs. Police later found weapons, explosives, and an article called How to Make a Bomb in Your Kitchen from an Al-Qaeda magazine in Abdo's motel room. He gained national attention last year when he refused to deploy to Afghanistan, citing his Muslim beliefs. But Army officials say Abdo was upset about being court-martialed earlier this year for possession of child pornography.
The head of the Libyan rebel armed forces was shot and killed in the de facto rebel capital of Benghazi. General Abdul Yunus was Libya's former interior minister under Muammar Gaddafi until his defection. This rebel leader tells our partner, the BBC, the assassins are believed to be pro-Gaddafi gunmen.
I have to admit that this is a blow to the movement and to the revolution.
Elsewhere in the region, the sound there of tens of thousands of people pouring into Cairo's Tahrir Square this hour to voice their dissatisfaction with the pace of reform in Egypt. Massive protests are planned in cities across Syria today, despite an ongoing crackdown there.
The board of British cable company BSkyB has votes to keep James Murdoch on as chairman. Police in Norway will question confessed mass murderer Anders Breivik for a second time today, and polygamous sect leader Warren Jeffs acts as his own lawyer on day one of his rape trial in Utah.
New fuel standards unveiled today by President Obama for U.S. automakers. Cars and light trucks will have to have an average, if you take the whole fleet into consideration, of 54.5 miles per gallon. That's the fuel economy by the year 2025. Right now, the average is about 28 miles per gallon.
Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down right now. The Dow will start at 12,240, the S&P at 1,300, the NASDAQ at 2,371. Well, while Congress is not coming away with a deal on the debt ceiling, President Obama did agree on that deal with American car makers. We're going to talk about what that means and the future of driving. First, though, the details on the non-vote and non-action in the House last night. And we're down to the wire. You want to make a prediction for us on when and when we'll get a vote? August 2nd, maybe 2025. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your forecast on how the whole debt ceiling debate plays out.